Proverbs chapter 13, verse 13. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed. But he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. The law of the wise is a fountain of life. To depart from the snares of death, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Now, isn't that what Jesus came to do? We studied in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. Well, how is he going to save us from our sins? Whosoever despiseth the word, and Jesus is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And he is the word. Whosoever despiseth the word shall be destroyed. You can't live without Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Can't get around Jesus. And you can't separate Jesus from the word. But he that fears the commandment shall be rewarded. The law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. How many want to be delivered? How many want a way out? How many want to make it? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. But you got to grab a hold of the gift of God. I mean, just because it's a gift doesn't mean it's yours. You got to take it. Just because it's out there doesn't mean it belongs to you. You can have it, but if you don't do anything with it, guess what? It's not going to work for you. So we're learning how to grab a hold of the eternal life, how to receive Jesus. The law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Good understanding giveth favor. How many need some favor? How many need favor? Well, somebody say, pray for favor. Well, I'm just praying for supernatural favor. I pray for favor. I pray for favor every day. Well, why don't you get some good understanding and you'll have favor? That's how you get favor. You can pray, Lord, give me favor. Lord, give me favor. Well, you get understanding. Good understanding giveth favor. Understanding in the word of God will bring supernatural favor. I mean, that means when you understand the things of God, understand the word of God, supernaturally, you'll have favor both with God and man. How many need an open door somewhere? How many need an open, you believe in open doors? How many need a way out? Good understanding giveth favor. That's what you're here for tonight. You came to get some favor. It said, but the way of transgressors is hard. What's a transgressor? Somebody that can... Then here's the word, just goes the other way. It's a hard life. It really is. It really is. Life is hard. You don't read the word. Get into the word. His word giveth life. And understanding giveth favor. I just can't get a break anywhere. Well, why don't you break open the book? And it'll give you favor. It said, but the way of transgressors is hard. Now, somebody might think, well, transgressors are just the sinners. Transgressors are just them people that don't go to church. Transgressors are just the people selling drugs. Transgressors are just the prostitutes. Transgressors aren't the Christians. Transgressor is anybody that hears the word and does the other thing. Period. You can go to church every Sunday, hear the word, wear a little Jesus button. I mean, you can have four bumper stickers on the back of your car and hear all the word, go make every conference and walk right out of that conference and do the direct opposite, say, transgressor. Transgressor. Transgress the law. Go the other way, but you got to hear it and do it. Now, it says, whosoever despiseth the word. Well, basically, the word despise means disrespected. Disrespecting the word of God. I mean, you got to treat the word, you know, you got to respect it, honor it. I mean, we honor it, and you got to honor the word of God. Thank God for it. Cherish the word of God. When you hear a spoken word, say, thank God, there's my key. I mean, treat it like it's value to it. There are a lot of people that despise the word of God. When I hear a good word, I just honor it. Honor it. Many people, my people, perish for a lack of knowledge, the Bible says. They perish for a lack of knowledge. Well, why do you get something you don't respect, you don't want a lot of? Something you don't respect. You don't want any of it. You can do without it. But the thing that you disrespect and may not think you need, it is your life. It'll end up, what? Bringing you to destruction. A lack of the word brings destruction. Whosoever despiseth the word. See, that's why we got to get real careful, because it gets real dangerous. Word time is serious time. And you can find somebody that's headed on the rough road. Word comes. I mean, don't you sleep in church. Don't sleep in church. I mean, one boy learned it. Paul went running on and on and on preaching. He fell asleep in a tree. Fell out of that tree. Dead. Had to bring him back again. Be careful. That word destroyed basically means goes blind. Not physically blind, but you can literally go spiritually blind. Blind in your path of life. Blind in regards to your vision. Well, what am I going to do? I don't know what I'm going to do. Why? You just lost your way. Anybody seen people going around in circles and going around in circles? When you hear the word of God, it'll take that circle pattern out of your life. And it'll stop the cycle and put you on in the right direction that you can see which way you got to go. God wants everybody to see. But they shall be destroyed. Now listen, fear means to reverence. To reverence. And it says the command. That word, the word, it says, whosoever despiseth the word, it says basically the command. The command of God. But there were several words that have been popping up in my spirit. And this line, precept, precept, precept upon precept, line upon line. Well, that's one of the things that God will just drop a word in your heart. He'll just drop a word in your heart or a word in your spirit. And the Lord just said, word precepts to me. How many believe that God speaks? I don't believe that the Holy Ghost speaks, and he speaks to different people in different ways. He'll just say precept. So you got to learn to hear God and hear the Holy Ghost and then flow in the time frame of God. And I just hid that word in my heart. So you can hide a word you don't understand. You can hide a word you don't understand when you understand what God's trying to say over the total scope of things. And he'll plant seeds all the time in that word precept. Why? Because I believe the Holy Ghost speaks to our spirit, but it takes our dumb head a long time to figure out what he's speaking to the spirit. I believe that when we sleep at night, he speaks to our spirit. I believe when we're praying in the Holy Ghost and praying in tongues, he's speaking to our spirit. He's speaking to our spirit. And he might speak, he's already spoken things and planted things in your spirit that you got to bring about, that you got to learn to get it from your spirit out in the open. And something, he'd been speaking something in my heart for a long time. Then all of a sudden, somebody said the word precept. And that word precept is also, it's the same word as word. It's the same word as word or commandment. Commandment and precept basically come from the same word. Precept upon precept. Basically, commandment upon commandment. Word upon word. I mean, this is a long walk. The walk of faith is a long walk. And I tell you what, you got to walk precept upon precept. Revelation from revelation. Line upon line. And we're learning to do that. And you know, God is very calculated. This word is true. And it's living and it's alive. I said, what in the world is he talking about precepts? He's been talking about rest, right? Rest. And being weary and doing well, and don't be weary and doing well and all those things. And then he told us this morning in the word, he is the reason. That he is the reason. But now we're talking about precept. And basically precept means a commandment. And you know what other word goes along with precept? This will help you with an illustration. You want to get out of something? When your soul is sin sick. What do you mean on the wrong path? You just can't get off of it. You need to turn around. Sin sick. That's what sin sick is. Basically, you are on the wrong path. You can't turn around, and you need to get out of sin sickness. Sick, sin is sickness. How many have been sin sick before? Healed my sin sick soul. Well, I tell you what, this word precept is basically the same for prescription. His word is medicine. Said, laughter doeth good like a medicine, but also there are other words. Passage in scripture says the word of God is like a medicine. It'll bring healing. But a precept is a prescription from God that'll bring you healing. The Bible says there's a balm in Gilead that'll heal the sin-sick soul. How are you going to get healing for the sin-sick soul? Is you got to get line upon line and precept upon prescript. God's got a prescription for your situation. But you'll stay sick in it until you pick up the prescription and take it. Precept, prescription, a commandment. When you hear the word of God going forth, when you hear the word of God sown in season and out of season, God's just giving you medicine. Medicine to make everything all right. You can't live without it. He says, I got your answer. It's going to come in the spoken word. Precept upon precept. He says, I got a lot of medicine up there. Healing after healing. I'll get you whole. I'll get you well. I'll get you better. God's got a medicine. Precept upon precept. He's our doctor, the great physician. He's Jehovah Rapha, the God, our healer. Just not healing your common cold. He's healing you totally. He's got a word for it. Huh? Take your medicine. How many of you noticed that you didn't even know you were getting better? Things you used to worry about a long time ago, you ain't worrying about it no more. I used to deal with depression, make you want to go crazy, but I got into the word of God. I took my medicine line upon line, precept upon precept. Before you know it, I'm all right. And so will you. Sit up under the word a bit. It'll be all right. And it just didn't say precept. He said precept upon precept. That means after you get finished with that medicine, he's got something else for you. He's got another dose. There's another dose of the Holy Ghost for you. Things will get better if you just take your medicine. People get into this thing with Jesus and don't take their medicine. I mean, he said, listen, my sheep hear my voice. You got to get it and get the word. You got to get it and get the word. You can't make it without the word. You just can't get in this thing and hang around it. You don't hang it. Get in the word. Work it. Get with people that are working it. People that value the word of God. People that live by the word of God. People that trust the word of God. People that live by faith and not by sight. Keep hearing the word till you start hearing naturally. Somebody said it didn't happen overnight. You didn't get in your mess overnight. The more you hear, the better you'll be. Sit up under the word of God. It'll work every time. I've seen people that got up under a good word and they just start looking better. You know, the word of God will take the ugly off of you. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. He'll give you beauty for ashes. You see people come in from out of the world, all torched from the devil, come in the church, ashy. Came in ashy. God gave me beauty. He's not done yet. He's not done yet. So precept. You know, we said certain things that we can tell the words of the season. Every season's got a word. I've learned that it's just not, you know, from Sunday. It's the total word of the season. And that's your medicine. What is God saying right now? What time is it? What is the Holy Ghost trying to get across to us? And it said, precept upon precept and line upon line. Well, what is he talking about, line upon line? What is he, and I said, what is the line upon line? Does it mean the line of word written? Is that what it basically means? I studied, it's like a musical score. That line says like musical line after musical line. Some of you that are musical, you know, it goes with tension and release. Tension and release. Handel wrote the Messiah, and he'd give us musical lines and musical phrases. When you hear the whole thing, you heard it, then you would go up and then you'd go, really nice, and you'd ride it out. Precept upon precept, musical wave after musical wave. When you think, that's why in the Psalms, in the Psalms it says, Selah, think about that. I mean, you get a nice word, and he'd give you a musical wave where the musicians would play. Then you could meditate on it. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Write it out. When you see some, everybody wondering, you know, why are they just going on and on and on with this worship stuff? We're working line upon line. If you listen to the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, there are different worship focuses. Sometimes, I mean, there are different worship focuses. And you know, I can tell under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, if the style changes after a season, it's like a line ending and a new line beginning. God's doing a new thing, and even the music will change. And the spirit behind the music will change. That's a line. I mean, you get to different parts of the songs, and then a line of music will come, and then the music will change. Well, when you get in sync with the Holy Ghost, you will notice that about your spirit and your worship. Faith, and see, some people don't even know because they don't even deal in lines. And it don't even carry anything to completion. I mean, you start to live by living. I mean, I'm going to work this wave out. I'm on a wave of God. I'm on a line of God. A line. So we got line, word, and reward. Why don't you turn to Isaiah 28:9? Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept upon precept, Isaiah 28:10. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here, what? A little, and there, a little. And then this is where I wanted to shout. And the Holy Ghost said, for with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith I may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. My God. He says precept, and I didn't even see this word anywhere else. He said precept. And then I come find out where it's at in context of scripture, and it has to do with my rest that he was talking about. It's here and there a little bit. You know, you got to get it all. God's been talking about the rest, wherewith he's called us to rest. We believe that rest is the revival of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And he said, listen, this is what's going to give you your rest, your medication. Line upon line, precept upon precept, with a stammering lips. This is the rest. Ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. This is the rest. This, how many believe in the supernatural rest of God? I mean, how many believe that there is a rest in God that we're going to come to? There's a plane. There's a place of arrival, and the devil's fighting us tooth and foot. He's got his rake, his fork, his butcher knife, trying to keep you out of the rest of God. But he won't be successful. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. God says you're going to have your breakthrough. You're going to have your rest. You're going to be free. And he who the Son sets free is free indeed. He don't want to let you go, but you can make it. All I want to do is love him. This is the rest. This line upon line and precept upon precept. This is the rest that God's been speaking about. We heard in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, and we got to declare these things. And you check it in your own word, and God said, this is a prophetic house. This is a house where the revelation, knowledge, and the word of God goes forth. Many others, I don't know, I haven't been there. I'm sure this ain't the only one, but I know what the Lord has said in this place. This is how he's causing us to rest. So we can expect with that we're going to go on to some heavier stuff. I mean, we've just been skimming the surface. We've been in the milk, but God's about to take us over to the meat of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. You're about to get some meat. Whom he shall teach knowledge, Isaiah 28:9. Whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. That's God saying to you, he's about to take you from milk and from the breast. For precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people, to whom he said, this is the rest. You people better hear the Holy Ghost. This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing they would not hear. We're speaking this over and over and over again until you hear and perceive what the rest of God is about. It says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, listen, the word is a discerner of the thoughts. This is just commentary on that. And the intents of the heart. The word will bring light and insight regarding confused relationships. You may not understand the heart of people, but the word of God does, and it will bring light. This is what happens when you go line upon line. See, this is what happens when you get in devotion. God will speak to you in this way. And then you can take what I'm speaking here to the word. And this is how clear it gets. This is what God says Hebrews chapter 4 means. You want to hear it again? This was spoken prophetically, but you check it to make sure it's the Holy Ghost. And the prophetic thing, this is how God was helping me in my life. And I'm going to let you in on some secrets. The word is a discerner of thoughts and the intent of the heart. The word will bring the light and insight regarding confused relationships. You may not understand the heart of people, but the word of God does. It will bring life. The word will also discern your own thoughts and your own heart's intents. The entrance of the words giveth light and giveth understanding unto the simple. Neither is there any created creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him of whom we have to do. Not strong meat belongeth to them. I'm going to tell you what. I open this and see, I got this scripture here. They weren't together when we found these two scriptures. This was written on, I think this was written in 94 or 92. And then on the last part, it says this. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of their senses exercise to discern both good and evil. What the word is doing. Here. Actually, this came out of 4:13:95. Also, who despises the word shall be destroyed. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. But he that open wide his lips shall have destruction. Behold, I have set before you this day blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandment of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go out after other gods, which you have not known. But what I want you to realize is that God is trying to say something to you, that he's about to take you from milk over to meat. And it's very calculated. We're going to study those three scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. And I, brother, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it. Neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For where there is among you envy and strife and division, ye are yet carnal and walk as men. Let me let you in on a secret. When God starts to move strife out of your life, he's about to replace it with revelation knowledge. When God starts to move strife and friction out of your life, expect revelation knowledge to come right after that. 1 Peter 2:1. Wherefore lay aside all malice and guile and hypocrisies and envies and evil speaking. I command you in the word of the Lord to watch out for what God's going to do. This is what I got to do. I got to pick this up because God's about to bless me with a word. God's about to bless me with a word that's going to change me, and I got to get ready for the word of God. The Bible says, prepare ye the way of the Lord. You got to prepare the way of the world. And what's the way of the Lord? The will of God. What is the will of God? The word of God. Prepare for the word of God. How do I prepare for the word of God? Lay aside all malice, all guile, all hypocrisy, all evil and evil speaking, as newborn babes. Desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may be able to grow thereby. That's for newborns. Newborns desire the milk. But you're going to grow up beyond that and grow into some meat. Hebrews 5:12. For when the time ye ought to be teachers, whereby you need to be ready to heal somebody else, you're in need of healing. Whereby you ready to get something? When you need deliverance, you should be delivering somebody else. For when the time you ought to be teachers or whatever else God needs you to be. For when the time you ought to be evangelists. Ye need that one teach you again, which be the first principles or the oracles of God. And become such as of need of milk and not strong meat. And in need of milk, you're in need of milk and not strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. Even those by reason of use of their senses exercise to discern both good and evil. I'm ready for strong meat. How do you can tell who's ready for strong meat? You know, when you go to med school, when you're off to med school, you go through season where you're just looking in the book. Studying the book. And then you get to part of your education when you got to walk out the book. Hands-on experience. Internship. I'm here to prophesy by the Holy Ghost. You're about to enter into some internship. Time for you to do what you've heard. What is that? Say meat. Difference between milk and meat. You're always going to be hearing the word, but meat turns in it when you're giving it to somebody else. Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of my Father. It's not meat until you're doing it. And as you're doing stuff, that doing stuff's going to teach you the word of God. You'll get to a higher dimension of revelation knowledge as you're walking out the word that you're doing. You are not going to be able to have the meat of God until you are actively doing the word of God. That means revelation knowledge will get grander. Revelation knowledge will get stronger. You'll be able to understand scripture more as you're walking it out. Meat is doing the will of God. Come, hear, do. Now, some of you are about to launch out in your ministry. Launch out in the things of God. Launch out in the grace of God. And you're going to find supernatural provision from ways that you can't imagine. Meat. People just sitting around when the baby's sitting there doing nothing, they're getting milk. When you got people out there that are exerting energy, that are exerting the anointing of the Holy Ghost, God said they don't need no bottle. They need some meat. Anybody got some ranch hands? They say, come on, take a break. Come on, take a break from working on the ranch real quick, and they give them all a bottle. Santa Claus gets cookies and milk, but men that work get meat. Some people wonder, why ain't they getting no meat? Do something that requires meat. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Get ready for the meat of God. Did y'all enjoy that tonight? We bless you.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.